listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
It has been massively cold all over North America. Here in Winnipeg, we've had one of the coldest winters we've had in a long time, and it just gets into your soul, you know? Being a mod in Winnipeg, I'm very isolated from the rest of the world. This show is really my way of talking to all of you, of expressing all the things that I love in this music with all of you. And it makes me feel like I'm part of this worldwide love of all things mod that so many of us hang on to, no matter where we live. If you're like me and you're the only mod in your community, just remember that there are others of us out there, which is easy to see in this age of the internet that there are so many. But very often, Facebook groups and mod blogs, they don't feel real. It's too much time spent in your own head. And those freezing cold winters that go by with nothing to do in your town, no reason to suit up, mod lives in your heart and in the music that we listen to. So carry on. Listen to great music. And if we're going to start somewhere, let's start with Slim Harpo. Suck it. Any way you want. Things off with a lot of sparkle there, but that's okay. That's part of the fun of listening to these old records. Baby Scratch My Back, that was actually not bad. That one is in very good condition. I had a copy that was in brutal condition, wasn't even able to play it on the show. I waffled as to whether I should or not, but when I was in BC, I came across this beautiful condition one. That's on the Excello label, and I followed that up with Harvey. That's Harvey Fuqua on the Tri-Fi label, Any Way You Wanna, one of my all-time favorites. Very valuable record in good condition. This one's in really rough condition. More of the Jerk rounded everything off there. Bobby Harris on the Atlantic label. Now let's jump on over to Chicago and see what the girls are up to.
Ooh.
Gems took us out of the gate there with a track called All of It on the Chess label out of Chicago. After that, New York City's Reparata and the Delrons with Hash Brown and his orchestra. That's Lorraine Mazzola, Nanette Licari, and Mary Reparata Ais. Those are the original classic lineup. There have been more than a dozen members of the band, but Reparata or Mary went on to have a little bit of a solo career with one hit in 1975 called Shoes. We went back to Chicago for the last track. A guy named Steve Alamo on the Checker label. Song's called Little Girl, Please Take a Chance with Me. And now I'm going to play a great cover by a band that became another band after this band formed, recorded, and broke up within 8 months. See what you think of this.
Searching, oh yeah, I've been searching.
My goodness, searching everywhere.
Yeah, searching.
we had a taste of everything there. We had some, what some might call folk, an absolutely perfect beat number, and American Garage, as it should be. The band that started everything off there is called the Mugwumps, and they comprised Cass Elliott, Denny Doherty, John Sebastian, and Zal Yanofsky. A couple of the members had contracts to do some recording with Warner Brothers, and so they called in the others to fill a contractual obligation to record. And they put out an album. There were only 9 songs on the album, 2 singles. They called themselves the Mugwumps. They came from a band called The Big Three. And Cass Elliott and Denny Doherty went on to be one half of the Mamas and the Papas. And John Sebastian and Zal Yanofsky started The Loving Spoonful. And there's a story that Denny Doherty was brought in to the Mamas and the Papas, and he brought Cass Elliott along with him, but John Phillips didn't think she fit the band aesthetically and said that she couldn't join because she didn't have a good range. And apparently, as she was walking down an alleyway, a piece of scaffolding fell, hit her in the head, and afterwards, she was able to jump a whole extra octave. And Cass Elliott says it's true. She says she thinks that it's just coincidence, but after that, John Phillips said that she could join the band, and of course, famously became Mama Cass, and the rest is history. After that, I played the Swingin' Blue Jeans. It's so right. It's such a British beat song on the Capitol label. And finally, the Barbarians. It's a flip side of Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl? A track called Take It or Leave It on the Lorry label. And next week, I will play Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl? You probably know it. It's a pretty famous garage track, although Malty was really their big hit, which I'll play one day. But, you know, Penny Lane hates that song so much, she's made me a little bit afraid to play it. Okay, I am just aching for some soul.
Can you dig it? Woo! Let it clean. Woo! No, no.
tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes. Leave a comment and a rating.
That version of Love's Gone Bad is classic. I can't believe I didn't own it before now. I have a version by a band called The Underdogs, also on the Tamla Motown label, which I always sort of thought was better. But I gotta say, despite the fact that that is an absolute classic track, that version is just storming. And when I found this just recently in like mint condition for tuppence, I couldn't pass it up. And then I flipped it over, and there's an amazing version of Put Yourself in My Place, which I'll play next week. That was a real find. Before that, I played Timmy Euro, What's the Matter Baby, Is It Hurting You? It's on the Liberty label. And I started everything off with Donald Haight, Bona Fide Lover, on the Shout label. Great little peacock number, strutting your feathers up. Of course, the messages are always blue and sad, but don't worry, everything's gonna be all right.
Shotgun, papa, everything is gonna
These records are all two-sided gold. Starting off with Willie Mitchell, Everything's Gonna Be Alright, the flip side to that driving beat on the High label. Then Nevertheless by Lee Andrews and the Hearts, that's on the Crimson label. And finally, The Flirtations, How Can You Tell Me, on Durham, which is the flip side to Nothing But a Heartache. And last week I played three tracks in a row by them, The Equals, and The Easy Beats. And I promised to play their flip sides. So just to illustrate what I'm talking about, let's do that.
All my prize has been confiscated. I overestimated my ability to hold out. I can't eat, I can't sleep. I can't think of anything but you, babe. And it's not that I don't know your kind. Your aim is to mess up my mind. And now I know you'll succeed. Yes, indeed. I'll go down, hang around till I'm grown. Even small, there's nothing at all that I can do, babe. 'Cause I happen to love you. I happen to love you. I just can't stop your image from flashing, smashing my will on, doing me in love. Mama came, mama saw, mama conquered. It's really nothing new, babe. And now I know just where I'm at. I don't get another turn at bat.
Baby, don't cry. Baby, don't cry. call your name. I get a funny feeling, you know who's to blame. I get a funny feeling that sadness rises. I get a funny feeling makes me feel so high. I get it in the morning, getting out of my head. I need to start knocking, getting dizzy in my head. I get it in the evening when I come home. The same old funny feeling when we're all alone. I get a funny feeling, baby, up and down my spine, baby. I get a funny feeling, baby, all because of you. I get a funny feeling when I kiss your lips. I get a funny feeling to my fingertips. I get a funny feeling up to my brain. I get a funny feeling when I kiss him again. I get it when I see you walking down the street. I get it when I see you every time we meet. I get it when I'm dreaming about something nice. I get it when I hold you, make you feel like guys. I get a funny feeling, baby, up and down my spine, baby. I get a funny feeling, baby, all because of you. Yeah.
Them, the first record they cut after Van Morrison left the band. I Happen to Love You, the flip side of Walking in the Queen's Garden, which I played last week. That's on Rough. And then after that, Baby Don't Cry, the equals on President, flipped over Green Light, which I played last week. And finally, the Easy Beats, Funny Feeling on Parlophone, flipped over Sorry. And like I said last week, that record only came out in Australia and New Zealand. Well, that 45. It appears on their album called Volume 3, but Friday on My Mind overshadowed that release, so it never saw a release anywhere else, which is great for record collectors, people who like to find rare stuff. And if you get a chance, check out the ABC miniseries, I believe, called Friday on My Mind, all about the Easy Beats and their rise to success in Australia and around the world. And that's the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, not to be confused with America's ABC. Now I'm going to flip over that Paul Stewart Davies record that I played last week featuring the Fantastic Four.
Don't you give me half a chance? with you.
That record holds up. Boogaloo on Clark Street by Black Joe Lewis with the Soul Distributors on the Papa Bill label. Written and produced by Benny Westmore, perhaps better known as Ben Shulman, who is record collector extraordinaire, extremely knowledgeable and clearly very talented, co-host of Addicted to the Needle, where a vinyl addict meets his dealer. Ben is, of course, the dealer. Check it out and see if you can find a copy of that, because it's really good. Before that, I played the flip side of that Paul Stewart Davis, or Davies. It's confusing because Ray and Day Davis from the Kinks spell their name Davies, but they say Davis, and I just never know what to do. Track's called Baby It's Yours, and it's on the Robin label, just came out. Both those records were written, produced, and recorded in this century, believe it or not. Thank you guys for being my lifeline, for keeping me going, for giving me purpose. I'm going to leave you now with the last flip. This is the Barquets, a track called Knucklehead, the flip of Soulfinger on the Vault label.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.